ハロー、リョーク・エンドス、プライム・ダルマ・トーク。One of the first teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha was that nothing has ego. In the other hand, in general, they translate it as nothing is individual.Well, in Chinese character, it's written as the egoless. Everything is egoless. Well, nothing individual exists. Then what does exist in the universe? The only the relationship exists. Only the relations exist. However,The individual matter does not exist, though the relation only exists. But we are misunderstood, we start have an illusion that I myself exist. It is from the touch sense when we are born as a baby, and when the touch sense grows, develops, we start recognizing the world and separate us from ourselves. The only the conscious thinks that individual exists.These individuals are conscious. As we grow, we experience many things. And the human world is a lot of the happenings. Compared to before birth, of course, there was no separation.Nothing, we conscious, so there's no individual conscious we had. But however, after we grow, there's many fearful happening we experience after we born. The birth itself is fearful, of course, and that's why we cry when we are born.When we get hungry, when we are baby, it's fearful. So we cry. If we are not be touched, hugged, when we are baby enough, we cry because it's fearful. And with all those experiences, we grow our ego, unfortunately. And as we grow,people who are sensitive to own heart or own subconscious, they will realize that the ego in our heart is a cause of our suffering. Because, for example, even if we want to be happy,to see other person's happiness, your friend is happy, even if you want to be happy for them, what if the jealousy rises up and jealous makes you suffer and jealous doesn't bring you the good future? Other people feel the energy of the jealous.Or sometimes, even you wish to give more, but suddenly the stinginess come out and try to protect yourself, and you don't give enough. And some people who are sensitive to their own heart, they feel suffer.from their own heart and action, because the sensitive person knows those heart and action, what the future will be. If you are a giver and if you are, can be happy for others' happiness, those people will be loved by others and create good relationships, and with, as a result, of course, the future is good for them. But ego interrupts those heart and action. Then you might think that, why I can't control my ego? Why I can't be more free from ego? Because even though you try to be positive about your future, about yourself and about others, your ego interrupt and not let you have the positive image or positive feeling about yourself, about others, and about future. You realize that ego is a problem. Shakyamuni was right, that ego is the cause of suffering. Yes, it's a cause of suffering of the heart, but also cause of suffering of the future. Therefore, traditionally, Buddhism taught about, okay, let's be non-ego, let's be emptiness, it's an illusion. But wait a minute, we have ego? Why there is the structure of the universe that all human being develops own ego from the growing, and why this is a nature? We have to think that there must be some reason. Without realizing the reason, and just saying, okay, let's disappear it, doesn't make any sense. As a matter of the fact, there is nothing waste in the universe. So there's a reason that we have ego. And you can find yourself the reason of your ego, because one who really concentrate to oppress ego, to let it disappear concentratedly, strongly and continuously, then what will happen? The ego transforms to the light of Buddha. I repeat once again, if you oppress your ego, keep oppressing as it will erase it. Keep concentrate continuously, then all the energy of ego, this will be transform to the light of the great spirit of the universe. But there is a condition to make this happen. One is you have to realize the energy of the ego. And second, you have to have a strong desire, motivation to let it oppressed and let it disappear. So you need a realization and motivation. And third is a determination, that you have a strong determination that it will happen. Determination that by oppressing and disappearing ego, it will be transformed to the light, or it will be disappeared. By the way, when I said determine, it doesn't mean what determine what to do. determine what will happen. Realize and feel the energy of ego of yourself and motivate to oppress and disappear and determine that will happen. That it will be disappeared. Then what happens? All the light shines everywhere in the universe. It happens. Of course, to let this happen, it doesn't happen in a daily life. You have to be in a practice with mantra chanting and praying, etc., and concentrate this work. And the reason why we have ego, why human being has to have ego, is because to increase the light of the great spirit of the universe. We are born to increase the light of the universe and let it shine. Thank you.